The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're more aware than ever before about how the fashion industry is hurting the planet. Well, last year it was announced that British luxury label Burberry burned more than $37.6 million of its merchandise in a year in an attempt to stop counterfeiters from copying their styles. And fast fashion outlets are not doing much better either. Discarded clothes are also piling up in landfill sites, fiber fragments being flowing into the sea when clothes are washed. Even so, many women still open their wardrobes and say, "I got nothing to wear." Well, high quality fashion is not always affordable. It's not always accessible for everyone. But one company aims to target all of these issues. They were founded back in 2016. Style Theory is Singapore's first clothing subscription rental platform that provides economically sustainable fashion choices. There are a range of different plans. The starter begins at $69 a month, which allows subscribers 3 pieces, goes up to $179, which allows 20 pieces a month. Joining me in the studio now is Raina Lim, co-founder of Style Theory. Raina, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
I'll be very popular when I go home tonight because my partner is a user of Style Theory and I've seen how it helps us save money. Thank you. But let's talk about the impetus behind Style Theory. What is the impetus?
Style Theory started because I had this problem where I'm always complaining that I have nothing to wear. And that's such a weird problem because if you look into my wardrobe, it's a wardrobe full of clothes. It's bursting with clothes, in fact. So I think at that time, we realized that a lot of women actually have this unhealthy relationship with fashion where they're always feeling that they have nothing to wear no matter how much they buy. And that's so weird. I think that's when we decided that we got to do something about it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're a co-founder. So how many of you got together to decide this?
So it was me, myself, and Chris. So okay. Just the two of us.
All right. So you've launched in 2016. It's about 2.5 years now. How has your customer base grown? Any chance you have a rough number of how many subscribers you have?
So at the very beginning, when we first started, we didn't know the interest. I think it was really through like a very basic wait list and really gauging demand from there. So we started at that time with maybe around 3,000 users. Today, we are at around 130,000 users across both Singapore and Indonesia. So yeah, pretty exciting.
And which market is bigger, Singapore or Indonesia?
Singapore is still our bigger market because it's where we started.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Ladies especially, they buy so many clothes and you have this problem of what am I going to wear? Is it even possible to notice what kind of trends Singapore customers have? I mean, that surely affects the type of clothes that you buy to put on your roster, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. So I think if you look into the fashion cities in the world, it's like New York, London, and people are really, really sort of on season to them. They care a lot about what skin season right now, and they will try to make sure that those are available. But I think in a country like Singapore, we are a lot more practical. So it's about what events do I have and what fits me the best and what's my style. So I think in Singapore, it's a lot of an expression of who they are more than what are the items that are in season. Okay. So based on that, we actually usually create based on all the women, what kind of clothes setting, what kind of events are they going for? And then we'll procure clothes based on those.
I mean, even if you look at in season, by the time it reaches or that marketing sort of reaches here in Singapore, season's already started for a while now. People are already looking to the next season, at least if you're like super plugged into fashion, right? Raina Lim, co-founder of Style Theory, in the studio with me. The demographics of your customers, what kind of age group are they in? And more importantly, what type of jobs do you notice that they are in?
So our customers' base is usually around 25 to like 45 years old. And I think when we first started, we were really very targeted in the finance, legal kind of industry because that's where I came from. Okay. So I kind of knew what people needed to wear in those settings. But I think as we expanded across the year, we started seeing how we are becoming popular in the creative industry. So like the marketing, PR. And I think today we're actually even in the biomedical industry, the teaching industry, the education side. So that has been really helping us to see how we can partner with different group of women in their life.
And when you say partnering with different groups of women, you mean in terms of them being customers or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think how we see it is that, you know, as a customer come onto our platform, we see how their journey with us is like, because 25 to 45 is really when, like, there's so many different stages of a woman's life. You know, you are, like, your first job interview, and then you go into, like, your engagement, you have your first date, your date nights, and then eventually becoming a mom even, right? Mm. So I think during this stage, we see how a women's journey changes, and then we procure clothes accordingly based on these changes.
And I think for women especially, we see a case where, and you're talking about 25 to 45, right, where they enter senior management and suddenly there's that pressure because you see other women who have been senior managers or even directors for a long time, and you start to notice, and I've heard these comments, you start to notice, wait a minute, how come they never wear the same thing every day? I never see them wearing the same thing. I guess that's where style theory kind of saved their lives. What sort of market research was done? What kind of market research is being done? How do you make it relevant? How do you stay updated?
So today, I think for us, we do a few things. So internally, we have data that helps to inform us based on the click-through rate, you know, based on what's going on the app. We understand a little bit of the different women. What are they looking for? What are they wishlisting? What are they actually renting? So those are the very important data for us to understand how our consumers are actually behaving on our app. But I think externally, we look into, like, collaborate a lot with our designers to really understand how do they see the different fashion trend going and how would it differ between the London, the US, compared to like in Asia.
Raina Lim, co-founder of Style Theory, in the studio with me. Let's talk about Indonesia as Style Theory's second market. Obviously, Singapore is faring better because here's where you started. But what are the differences in customers there?
In Indonesia, we are, I think the age group is similar. Okay. It could go a little bit younger, actually, to 20 years old. For Indonesia, we started off with the group that is actually more creative. So that was really interesting. I think they use us a lot because there is a need at work to constantly dress up and to really look different, especially in the media industry. So we started off really well there, but today we have expanded a lot even into the startup space. So that is something interesting. I think the concept of being part of this smarter and more sustainable movement is something that is very alluring to them.
Are there any other markets that you're curious about looking into, perhaps doing research right now?
Yeah, definitely. I think for us, our dream is always to really expand and impact the lives of women in this region.
Sure.
So it's about what will be the next few places. So like places like Hong Kong, Australia, you know, Thailand, those are all very attractive markets. So I think definitely places that we're looking at.
I can see Hong Kong because our behavior traits are somewhat similar in that sense. Mm-hmm. So you've got a couple of price plans at Style Theory. I'll quickly run through them. The starter is at $69 a month. It allows subscribers 3 pieces. Goes up to 179, allows 20 pieces a month. Which is the most popular one?
Today, the most popular one is actually our unlimited 3 pieces per box plan. That is suitable for most women for their lifestyle.
Yeah, it's like receiving a present every week
when it's
delivered to your house. I know, I've seen it. I'm curious, how and where do you source your outfits from? Can you tell us a little bit more about where these designs come from? Because they are quite impressive, I must say.
Yeah, so I mean, I used to be a shopaholic, right? So then I was purchasing from all these different designers. So I think when we first started this business, I knew that there were just few designers that we needed to sort of engage and get them on board. So there were a lot from this region, you know, Indonesia, Singapore, Thailand. And I think we slowly got recognized by designers from the other regions. So like Australia, London, Paris, and New York. And then we started expanding. So today our designers pool is around 300 different designers from across maybe 15 countries all the way to like Ukraine and Romania.
And of course, they obviously target different demographics, which makes up the bulk. Is there a number of pieces per design that you have to purchase?
With different designers, it's different. So they do need like a minimum sort of production quantity that we work with them on.
What's the average?
So I would say the average is around like 5 to 10.
Oh, okay. So the chances of you as a lady appearing in the same outfit by someone who's on Style Theory is maybe like 5 throughout the island at the most.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. What about sustainability? I can understand the concept behind this. It already is sustainable on its own because you're renting, you're not wasting. But is there a shelf life plan for these outfits? Do they get recycled after X amount of users, for that matter?
Yeah, so for Style Theory, I think we hold ourselves to a certain standard of what we could stand up because we really want to give people that feel like new kind of feeling.
Okay.
So once something is deemed as not being able to stand out anymore, we usually do like a warehouse sale to help the clothes find like a second home. For someone who feels like they do want to keep it for longer, then they could do that. So then I think it really helps to increase the utilization of every piece on our platform.
Reina Lim, co-founder of Style Theory, in the studio with me. You jumped from something like 3,000, was it, when you first started to your...
130,000.
But to grow this amount in 2.5 years, very impressive. But what were some of the challenges you might have faced throughout this time since you launched?
I think one challenge was that when we are growing so fast, that's not just on the customer side that we need to grow on the clothing side, but there was a lot of infrastructure changes that needs to be made, like the operation side. And for a very long time when we first started, we were actually contracting third-party logistics to help us do a lot of our logistics work. But we realized that the service level that we were looking for were way higher, and that was something that the market couldn't fulfill. And because of that, we're starting something that is so new that people hasn't really seen before. Mm. We needed to bring in logistics in-house, have our own vans and stuff to really fulfill the entire service that we're thinking of for our customers.
But did you ever face an issue where people are saying, hey, I don't want to rent because it's like I'm sharing clothes with other people?
I think, surprisingly for Singapore, that is not very frequent.
Whoa.
I think maybe the market has been primed a lot by the flea markets and stuff, so people were quite used to sort of secondhand clothes.
Okay.
So that was something that wasn't like a hindrance to us. But I think educating people of like, oh, that you could rent your day-to-day wear, that you're going to be covered no matter if you're meeting your girlfriends at night or like your mother-in-law in the afternoon, you'll always have the right outfit.
I'd like to talk a little bit, two parts, really about profitability and your business model. You earn from the subscriptions, obviously, but I mean, to make these clothes does cost quite a bit of money. Are you profitable yet?
At this point for us, we are not profitable yet as a company.
Projection?
If we stop expanding so fast to different countries, because every country that you expand to, you do have to make sort of like an investment, right? So if we slow down the growth, then we'll definitely be profitable in a couple of years. But for us at this stage, I think it's still about thinking about growth.
Are you looking at any other avenues to generate money apart from just these subscription plans?
I think for us today, we are very focused in how can we make better subscription plans or like product services that will be more suitable for customers. And from there, we knew that if we can do a good job at that, the revenue will come.
Okay. Well, I would say it's considered quite successful, especially in terms of understanding how a female's shopping habits and dresswear habits. Have you considered looking at the male market?
Because
it's quite appealing. Is this something that's been looked into? Is it challenging to look into?
And it's really funny how we realize that this concept sells so well with men, because a lot of guys that actually sign their wife up and they are just like, okay, you know, like, do this, you can use my credit card. And so that to us was an eye-opener. But I think for us, if we're going to really design something for men, we want something that is really catered to them. And men today, they don't need so many options of clothes, but they do need some kind of help in terms of like styling. They want people to tell them, this is the set that you're going to wear, and then you just put it on as convenient as that. No ironing, no washing,
we're lazy.
No shopping.
We're very lazy creatures. But people like the compliments you get from a stylish outfit.
Yeah. And you feel good about yourself. Yeah. You know, wearing the right color perks you up.
Last question for you, and this one's going to be a tough one. There's been a lot of talk about a looming recession or potential looming recession, a slowdown in global growth. How does this play out in terms of your business, in terms of your marketing plans? Because you're selling this, or at least the general idea behind Style Theory is we're helping to style you and you're saving money at the same time. So what's the plan? Have you thought about this?
So I think we did think about like, oh, well, how will recession really impact, you know, like our customer spending? Today, I think when we think about competitors, we think a lot about the other ways that women are actually spending their money, right?
Sure.
So it's really the wallet size. At that time, I think when we started talking to a lot of customers, they didn't seem to have a lot of concern about that. And I think it's really because how they see Style Theory being a partner in their life is really that we can support all these different sort of fashion demands without them having to spend so much money.
Okay.
And I think the money that has been saved for people who has been with us for like 3 years, and I think they can see that impact.
Okay.
So I think if we really do go into this recession, I would think that Style Theory will become a more viable option to stay good looking constantly without having to spend more money.
Reina Lim, co-founder of Style Theory, in the studio with me. Reina, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.